There is a global war going on in Africa, but you may not have heard of it. And the front line may be Ouagadougou in Burkina Faso in West Africa. According to a fascinating report in the Washington Post, Ouagadougou is the hub of a vast secret war of surveillance and assassinations targeting Al-Qaeda and other terror organizations in Africa and around the world. It is a covert operation that seems to be one of the first serious initiatives of global strategy and tactics focused on the failed states around the world, a way of preempting and denying terrorists access and safe haven in these lawless, chaotic places. Joining us now is Craig Whitlock, national security reporter for The Washington Post. Welcome to the program, Craig.
Thanks for having me on.
You know, this is really a fascinating story in the sense that it disturbs you on the one hand to see this proliferation of special ops around the world as you portray it, but it also does seem to be a reasonable approach to the failed state problem that went so awry before 9/11 in Somalia. What kinds of hardware and operations are we seeing proliferating around the world?
One thing that's gotten a lot of attention the past couple of years has been the use of drones by the U.S. military and the Obama administration to go after terrorist groups, particularly in Pakistan and Yemen. But what we found in other places is while they are using drones in parts of Africa, they're using manned aircraft, piloted aircraft that look like private passenger planes, little puddle jumpers, and they load them up with all sorts of high-tech sensors and cameras and things that vacuum up signals intelligence, and they fly them around parts of Africa in unmarked planes. And this is something I think that is clever on one hand, but it's something that hasn't really been discussed or debated back in the United States or even in these countries. In these parts of Africa, they see these little planes flying around. They assume they're passenger planes, and some of them, at least, are U.S. military spy planes.
And part of the effectiveness of a tactic like this is that, you know, if you've worked in Africa ever, the skies are filled with small planes. Bush pilots carry supplies and people from place to place all over the continent, so they're virtually invisible.
Well, that's right. And you think about if they were flying a drone or if you had a Predator Reaper aircraft in parts of Africa, they'd stick out like a sore thumb. But these small planes, the military seems to favor what are called Pilatus PC-12s. Like you said, they just blend in like everything else, and people wouldn't give it a second thought. We've also found that the people flying these are usually not uniformed military troops. They're contractors often, hired by the U.S. military. So they look like regular bush pilots.
Why Ouagadougou? I have to say that in my career as a journalist, I always wanted to have a Ouagadougou byline, and you have one this morning in the Washington Post. We're talking to Craig Whitlock, national security reporter for the Washington Post. What's the strategic significance of Burkina Faso?
Well, that's a really good question, and when I started hearing about this and digging into it and seeing some documents, I was a bit puzzled by that, too. Of all the places in the world, I never expected to see a U.S. military hub in Burkina Faso. It's a landlocked country in West Africa. It's very poor. It has about 16 million people. It used to be called Upper Volta when it was a French colony. There's not a big U.S. history there. But what Burkina Faso brings strategically is that it's located to the south of the Sahara and near some of these chaotic states you talked about, in particular Mali, other ones like Mauritania and Niger. These are countries just to the south of the Sahara Desert where an Al-Qaeda affiliate has taken root over the past several years. Mali had a coup back in March, and the country's really been split in two. So Burkina Faso is a relatively stable country. It's very friendly with the United States, so it turned out to be a very good place for the U.S. military to base these planes. Then they can just fly north and conduct surveillance all they want over the Sahara and all those wide, expansive territories in the middle belt of North Africa.
Delicate sourcing, I suspect, on a story like this. Any way to tell us what sorts of individuals are operating in these facilities in Ouagadougou and some of the other places in West Africa?
Well, there are. They had a history of hiring contractors. We named one of them today. It was a company called R4 Incorporated, based out of New Jersey, a private military contractor. I don't believe they still hold the contract, but there have been a couple occasions where their involvement has sort of become public but stayed beneath the radar. There are contracts, public government contracts, that lay out some of this. There's also what they call a Joint Special Operations Aviation Division that was based in Ouagadougou. This was announced by the military 4 or 5 years ago. They of course, didn't describe the nature of the operation. They said it was for logistic support and aviation help in case they needed to back up U.S. military training, things like that. Nobody was talking about surveillance, but this is quietly over time come to involve some, 50, 60 individuals in Ouagadougou. When I went there for a visit last month, it seemed to be that people in town, they obviously took note of this presence of Americans around. This was, not a place historically you saw many Americans except for aid workers. And a number of pretty fit, short haircut Americans, did attract some notice. So people knew something was going on. They knew there was close cooperation with their security forces. But I don't think they knew the details of what was happening.
Any on-the-record comment on this part of the Pentagon and any sign of the effectiveness of any of these operations?
Yes, we did speak at length with the U.S. Africa Command, the branch of the U.S. military and Department of Defense that oversees operations across Africa. They did not deny any of this. They declined to comment about specific operations, such as what was going on in Ouagadougou. But they said that these partnerships they have with African countries that allow them to conduct surveillance are a valuable part of their strategic approach to containing and keeping an eye on terrorist groups. This is something the military has spoken about for a few years now, this concern about al-Qaeda affiliates and other groups such as the Lord's Resistance Army, Joseph Kony's guerrilla group in Uganda. And they're worried about the effect they will have on stability in parts of Africa that have weak governments. And so they've been increasingly trying to keep an eye on them.
And this would be a comprehensive way of dealing with these kinds of insurgencies and the lawless state problem, which has bedeviled the administration since well before 9/11. Craig Whitlock, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Craig Whitlock is the national security reporter for The Washington Post.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.